Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role in this transformative era.
Did you know that it takes 3 to 7 seconds to make a first impression? Most of us have heard that statistic by Harvard Business School. What most of us haven't done is read the entire study to see that over half of that is based on how you look, your appearance. Dare I say the actual colors you're wearing more than anything else. I'll get into this and explain why that is. So imagine if one simple change could help you connect deeper and faster, be seen for who you are, not who the world told you to be or molded you to be, and let you step more fully into your authentic self than ever before. I'm Amy Janisse, and in a moment, I will share with you how one simple change can increase your impact and your income. See, I believe that you deserve to feel completely comfortable and confident in your own skin and clothes, since somewhere along the way, we decided we need to cover ourselves. I also believe that you should be seen for who you are and the gifts that you bring, because no one in this world has the exact set of experiences, outlooks, and gifts as you do. I also believe that you are a masterpiece and you deserve to be framed as such. Your clothes, merely the frame. So what I do is not nearly as important as why I do it. So I'm going to be sharing that with you, just a little bit about me so you understand my story a little bit, where I'm coming from and why this is so important to me. So I learned that you show up in a much more powerful way when you step into who you always were before the world told you who to be. And so I empower entrepreneurs and professionals to align their outer appearance or their presence with their presentation, with their message, with their passion. And in doing so, they get to show up and create a bigger impact while making more income. With that being said, isn't it kind of ironic that I used to be the girl hiding in the back of the room? I was a ghostwriter and copywriter for over 20 years. I was helping other people build their businesses. I was the support for several businesses, from a trucking company that I had with my ex to building other people's online coaching businesses and doing a lot of the background work and the customer support and, well, even being behind the scenes doing the tech work on events like this. Now, I'm in the front of the room speaking. The reason is because I believe when we have a message to share and we find that purpose and our passion, and it is to empower others, that we can't hide anymore. We shouldn't hide anymore. You shouldn't hide anymore. You are not only robbing yourself of the gift that you have to give others, but you're robbing the world of that gift and the impact that it can have for generations to come. So, working behind the scenes, and I mentioned the ex with the trucking company, I woke up at 32 years old, single, with 2 kids in high school, and I had no idea who I was. I didn't know what I liked to eat, drink. I didn't know anything, which seems kind of pathetic, but if you've ever been in a toxic relationship or had certain traumas happen, you might resonate, and hopefully you don't. Either way, I had to discover who I am, what I like, and what my role in this life is. And I realized for many years I played small, and I didn't want to teach my sons to play small. So I decided to step out and start taking action and actually take steps every day toward the dreams that I used to think would never come in this life. And along the way, I met an image consultant who did this color analysis typing thing in the elements. And when she typed me as a fire. I told her she was wrong because me not knowing anything about her industry or her system, you know, of course I knew more than she did. So I was showing up as a water. I wore grays and watercolors, and I was very passive, very go with the flow, no boundaries, very soft spoken, my hair, my clothes, everything. I was showing up as a water. Well, what does water do to fire? I was literally putting myself out. When you put yourself out, not even knowing it, subconsciously, I'm sending messages to the world that I don't want you to see me. I'm hiding something. So that makes other people kind of wonder, like, what's going on there? So when I stepped into and embodied being a fire, which was basically just to prove her wrong, I told her I would wear what she suggested for a week. When I started wearing the colors that are in alignment with me, crazy things happened. It took less than an hour for me to see reactions that had changed. Colleagues, clients, friends, they started treating me different. See, I had been wondering why people could only meet me or know me at the surface level. All of a sudden, my connections got deeper. All of a sudden, in less than 6 months, my income more than doubled. One of the greatest compliments probably came from my brother, who knew nothing about what I did. One day he was looking at me and he said, "You know, you're more you than I've seen you in over 30 years. That's when I realized I had stepped fully into who I am, not who I had been molded to be by the roles I played, by the trauma I endured, or by the experiences that I had. I decided that it was best just to be me, and the colors are what brought that out and helped. I'll kind of get into that a little bit more. So the one simple thing that you can change, if you haven't figured that out, that will increase your impact and your income is the colors you wear. When you discover the colors that are in natural alignment with who you are from the core, from the inside out, your whole life will change. Your whole world will change. So let me explain. I'm going to use an example. There's one particular color that the fashion industry has told us looks great on everyone. It's slimming. It goes with everything. Over half of your closet, maybe even 90% of your wardrobe is probably black. What they don't tell you is that if you're not in the 15% of the population that looks great in black, it's like you're wearing an invisible cloak every day. It's like you're walking around with your hands in front of your face saying, "I really want to connect with you." We would never do that in real life. But subconsciously, we do that when we're wearing colors that are not in alignment with us. Black is the easiest one because most of us wear a lot of it. Let me ask you a different question about that color. What color do thieves and stage people, photographers, people who are in the background who don't want to be seen, what color do they wear? They wear black. So it's slimming because it might make you disappear. Subconsciously, the signals that we send out, right? For those of us who are in the sight world, over 80% of the things we take in are visual. So when someone sees you, they're taking in not only your actual appearance, but the colors and clothes that you're wearing. You're sending subconscious messages with all of these things. We've heard about your body language, your facial expressions and micro expressions. Nobody talks about the colors you're wearing, though, and the energy that those have. Color psychology shows us that certain colors do impact our moods. There have been several studies that show when you walk into a room that's one color, you might start to feel kind of down versus another one. You might feel excited versus another one. You might just feel at ease. I'm not going to just take away black for those of you who wear it a lot. There are two colors that look great on everyone that I will share with you. That's eggplant and teal, true teal, not too blue, not too green. So I'll give you an example. There was a real estate agent that I worked with, and she used to wear black all the time. Very beautiful woman, very trendy, dressed very well, had a lovely presence, knew her game for sure. her business, real estate. And she came to me in early 2021 when the housing market was booming, everything was going great. And she was like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, I'm not closing deals. My clients are leaving me. And she should have been selling houses faster than she could even try to. So when I typed her and I gave her her color, she started wearing those colors. When we met up for a brunch a little while later, she had shared, I think I need to stop wearing my colors because I have too much business. I can't keep up with client requests. Like, my fiance is giving me more attention and people are stopping me in the grocery store. Like, I don't understand this. I told her instead of not wearing her colors, just hire an assistant. It would make her life much easier and make her more profitable. Sounded like a better idea to me. Another client is a child custody mediator. And she would go into work not knowing what the colors were doing to her clients, wondering why every day she came home just drained. When we discovered her colors, she started wearing her tranquil colors to work. Not only do you have colors that are aligned with you, but there's different sections of your color palette that actually give energy and receive energy. So you can be very intentional about what you wear and turn your wardrobe into an asset if you really want to. Or you can just know that everything looks great on you and not have to think about it. That's your choice. So this child custody mediator, she wears her tranquil colors, which are calm, relaxed colors. Now her days are smoother. She feels more centered and her clients aren't as emotional, right? Especially when she used to wear red, she realized that those were her worst days. Her clients were just angry, full of emotion and outbursts. They couldn't get anything accomplished. Well, that's because red is a very powerful color. Red is typically known as a power color, right? But if you're wearing the wrong red, subconsciously, you're walking around screaming at people. When you're in the right red for you, that's when your confidence appears even more confident. That's when passion goes up. That's when you can raise the energy levels around you. Great for date nights or when you really want to get people like pumped up, right? Motivational speakers, they can wear red in their right red and it will help them amplify the emotions their audience is feeling. So that's one thing is about the specific colors. The other thing is alignment. We don't realize how certain colors are actually aligned with our natural energy. And what I mean by that is, Let me give you another example. Have you ever seen when a con artist gets found out? I don't recommend being a con artist, by the way. I'm not supporting that. But when a con artist gets found out, you'll always hear people saying, you know, I knew there was something off. I just couldn't put my finger on it. When you're wearing colors that are not in alignment with who you are, you're sending those same subconscious signals. You're sending that message that there's something off here. I'm hiding something. I don't want you to see this. And the other people are receiving that. You may still make connections. You may still make sales. But when you take away that invisible cloak, right, and you just show up and everything is in alignment, it makes it so much easier for people to lean in and just receive you and your gifts and want to work with you more. Have you ever met someone that you just instantly resonated with and you're like, oh, yeah, I want more of this person in my life? It's because they're open and their energy is telling you, I have nothing to hide. So I'll make a third point about how important what you wear is. As entrepreneurs and speakers and coaches and all of us in this space, you are your biggest billboard. Every time somebody jumps on a Zoom call with you, sees you in person, even if you're not on stage or presenting, every single meeting you have with someone, every single time someone sees you, your presentation is your billboard. Now, I'm not saying that you should be, you know, dressed tip top from head to toe every single day. Wear what makes sense for you and what you're doing, who you are, how you represent yourself. I would never suggest that a real estate agent and a yoga wear the same thing to work. I don't think I can think of a scenario where I would suggest that anyway. So when you're wearing things that feel good on you and look great on you, that alignment is everything. And that billboard is saying, I am what I say I am. I am who I say I am. So if you're kind of wondering, like, okay, yeah, I like what I wear and I don't think colors matter that much, let me give you a little bit of statistics. In the US, we spend about $298 billion a year in marketing. That's what businesses spend, right? It's about $674 billion globally. That money not only includes commercials and advertising, it includes logos and branding and things like that. Again, you are your biggest billboard. You should be wanting to present yourself in full alignment every day with who you are and how you are and how you plan to impact the world. So when you invest in yourself and your branding and you know your colors and you know how to best come across where everything is in alignment, that's where the magic is going to happen. I worked with a woman, her husband and I had worked behind the scenes in some tech stuff. And the first time I presented that I was doing this, he messaged me and said, "Do you have time to type her?" Again, that's that color analysis system. And I said, yes. When he noticed over the next couple of months, the difference in his wife and how she showed up, just so much more confident, so much more her and just giving. And she was just like, there was a light lit in from within inside of her. I was coming out there. I live in Las Vegas. They live in Phoenix. I flew out there to take her shopping. And he said, "Do you think maybe you can type me and get a few things for me too?" So we did. We had a wonderful afternoon. They went to a business event the following weekend. She texted me as soon as she walked in the door. She said, "Oh my God, I cannot believe these people remembered me. They told me how great I look, how awesome it is to see me." She was just lit up. This is a woman who had been a stay-at-home mom for 19 years and didn't really feel valued in the world. She didn't feel seen. So that was an amazing feat. Fast forward a week later, him and I got on a call and he told me, "I really couldn't wait to share this with you, but I needed to go through the whole weekend to see what it was." He said, "You know, IT guys, we don't get noticed. I've never been seen for who I am. It's always, oh, that's the IT guy." He said, "This time was different." He said, "They saw me. I was Justin. I wasn't the IT guy." And that is powerful to me, because when you are seen, I mean, the things that we do, they're important. They impact the world. However, they're not as important as you and who you are. What happens a lot of times is throughout our earlier years, we either get these messages directly or indirectly that we're too much of this or not enough of that. And when that happens, we learn to start to go within ourselves and hide that part of us. For example, a lot of people who I would type as heirs, as children, they might have been told, "You talk too much, you're too loud, your head is in the clouds, you need to come back to earth, you need to be grounded, can't you focus?" They might be told things like that. So internally, they realize, oh, I need to stifle my creativity and be really, really focused, otherwise people won't like me. I need to stop talking so much or so loud, otherwise people won't like me. And the more we try to cover those little things up, which are our gifts in reality, the more we stifle us and everyone around us. Because when you're not showing up fully as who you are, nobody else is benefiting from that. Not you or the people you love. So when they step into who they really are and they realize heirs are amazing storytellers, they're great speakers, they're amazing sales agents, they're great at enrolling people, they're amazing teachers. They're usually not in our education system because they don't want to be boxed in. Heirs are fun people. They like to have fun. They are the life of the party when they let themselves be who they are. And when they're creative and they can just brainstorm and get all of these amazing ideas, we're all better for it. Could you imagine the things you use every day if they weren't invented because somebody didn't feel like they were good enough to do that? So when you step fully into who you are and you align that outer appearance with that inner self of who you are, amazing things happen. And I'll tell you, I have a little theory about women in particular. That's been my experience. So I kind of understand it a little better. This works for men too. Women have a reputation for being catty, right? The mean girl syndrome, things like that. I believe that it's mostly due to us being told to be the best at everything from an early age, either directly or indirectly. Be the best mom, be the best wife, be the best entrepreneur, be the best whatever the things you do. Be the best at all of it. It is impossible for you to literally be the best at every single thing you do every day, except being you. Be the best you, because nobody else can do that. But as we grow up and we have these insecurities because, oh, well, she's better at basketball, her hair is better, her whatever is better, then we get these insecurities. And if those people are people you don't resonate with anyway, you're not, you know, good friends with, you don't want attention going to them because, well, if they know she's better at basketball than me, then they're not going to pick me and then they're not going to like me. And it spirals. So then we end up cutting each other down. We don't have to do that. When we're secure in who we are and our gifts, I now know your light will not diminish mine, and my light will not diminish yours. So I choose to stand powerfully and let my light shine and let my fire burn so that I can give light to the next one. Because when you show up completely in alignment from your presence to your presentation, other people resonate with that. And when you show up that way, you give permission to the next person to do the same. I would like to share a quote. I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's one of my favorite quotes. You are so used to your features that you don't know how beautiful you look to a stranger. We are so hard on ourselves, especially our physical appearance, because of what some magazines say or whatever else, or because somebody else looked better with a filter. Whatever your reason, you are beautiful. You are a masterpiece. You deserve to be framed as such, because no one in this world can be you except you. So the colors being so very important, working with an image consultant can actually increase your income by 30% or more over your peers. I share that to let you know that even Tom Ford, a famous high-end designer, said, here's a quote by Tom Ford, "As a fashion designer, I know the power of a well-crafted image. My image consultant has been pivotal in maintaining a cohesive and powerful personal brand that complements my professional work." I believe branding is important, but I believe that knowing yourself and what colors light you up is more important than any other branding, because you are at the heart center of everything you do, from your business to your relationship with your loved ones, to your relationship with your clients, to who you are in the world, and maybe most importantly, to your relationship with yourself. So with that, I will share a couple of more quick things. If you are interested in learning more about me, what I do, you would like to connect with me, you can visit my website, which is embodyyourelement.com, EmbodyYourElement, embodyyourelement.com. And I would like to leave you with a challenge. For the next 30 days, every morning and every night, when you wake up, when you go to bed, look at yourself in the mirror and give yourself three compliments, at least one on your physical appearance. We spend so much time focusing on the things we dislike about ourselves that we don't give enough credit or attention to the things that we love about ourselves. Start complimenting yourself every morning and every night and see how your life changes. I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.